I'm happy that we're able to have a Mass for graduates. I'm happy to see some people I haven't seen in a while, maybe some I haven't seen before. So welcome, especially to all of the graduates. I had to look in my notes to find out when was the last time we had a Mass for graduates. It was in May 2019. So more than 3 years ago. So then in 2020, of course, we couldn't even look at each other in 2020, much less gather for a Mass. In 2021, we couldn't have a Mass for graduates either, and I don't know if graduations were even taking place. So when we made our schedule of the special Masses for 2022, we didn't even think of scheduling a Mass for the graduates. And then a while ago, some people started to ask, well, aren't you going to have a Mass for graduates? And we said, maybe we can. Well, we've gotten out of the habit, maybe we can. So we asked around, said, do we want to have a Mass for graduates? And we found out there's very many graduates. That's why you're all here. Or maybe because your parents want you to be here. Anyway, it's still a beautiful thing to have a Mass for, in honor of, and to pray for the graduates. Now, at a graduation, usually the first thing you do is you congratulate all the graduates, and we certainly congratulate all of you. And then the graduation ceremony is also a kind of send-off. Now go forward to the next stage of your life, either to the next level of your education or into the work world. That's beautiful, that's important. A Mass, though, is different, because when we have a Mass, our focus is not on you, but on God. We look to God. And our first message is not congratulations, but thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of this completion of this course, or the conclusion of this series of these years of education. So this is a Mass of thanksgiving. Pagsasalamat sa Diyos para sa education. Then we also pray for the graduates, and you pray for yourselves, so that the gift of education will also be put to good use. When we turn to God, we realize there's more to life than simply learning things, because knowing things doesn't necessarily make us better. What we want is to put our education at the service of the Lord, to not only know things, but to do good things, to be good people, good men and women. That's what a Mass helps us do, put in perspective our journey through the school system. It also reminds us that while we are still in this life, in this world, we remain students. I said that at the beginning, as St. Peter Chrysologus is one of our teachers, doctor of the church. We are all students, students of the spiritual life, students of God, and our final graduation is when we die. If we graduate, we go to heaven. If we fail, we don't. So I think that's a good perspective to keep. It's not enough for us simply to get a diploma. What we really want is eternal salvation, and that's what God wants. So we pray for that, for all of our graduates. Now, it happens that on this day we have a Mass for graduates. We read this disturbing story about King Herod, who has put John the Baptist to death. What can we learn from this gospel? This is a lesson for us, and we are the students. What are we supposed to learn from this gospel? Well, we see the contrast between Herod and John the Baptist. At first, perhaps, it looks like Herod has the better part, because he's rich, he's powerful, he's educated, he has parties with drinking and dancing, and he has nice clothes and good food. John the Baptist is poor, and he's in jail, and he's dressed in camel's hair, and his food is locusts and wild honey. And it looks like the goal of education would be to be like Herod. Why do people go to school? So that they can be rich and powerful? If that's so, well then you might end up like a Herod. But if the goal of education is goodness, development into a good person, a responsible citizen and a good person, someone who knows the difference between right and wrong and lives that difference, well then we want to be like John the Baptist. So we have to look a little deeper into this story, otherwise we won't understand the lesson. Herod and John the Baptist, they're both educated. They're both very well educated. Herod, in fact, their education starts with their families, and so does ours. The beginning of our formation doesn't start when we go to school, starts from our families. Herod's family, well, you know his father, Herod the Great, he was great as a political operator. He built a lot of stuff and he was very powerful. He was great at clinging on to his power, but he was also a ruthless maniac. He even had his own children killed. Fortunately for Herod the Tetrarch, his son, he survived that. But Herod killed his own children, Herod the Great, the father. I don't know who the mother of this Herod is. I can't remember because Herod the Great had several wives. Anyway, Herod the Tetrarch, the one that is in this gospel, the son of Herod the Great, he learned how to hold on to power. He learned how to serve himself, put himself first. He learned that he was the one to determine for himself what was good and what was bad. Bad education. He had a bad education from his youth. John the Baptist, you know his parents. Alam ba ninyo? Ang mga magulang ni Juan Bautista? Okay, Saint Elizabeth and Saint Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were very good, holy people, wise in the ways of the Lord. And God, seeing their goodness, favored them with a child who was called to be a prophet of the Lord. Zechariah and Elizabeth were chosen to be the parents of John. And John had a very good formation in the ways of the Lord. Okay, so that's their education. Let's look at what happens here in this gospel. Herod is disturbed because he's had John put to death, and now with Jesus comes along and Herod feels like he's being haunted by John the Baptist. He can't get rid of this guy. Herod opposed John because John was speaking the truth to him. Let's start with some guidance from the Lord. Alam ninyo ang mga sampung utos ng Diyos, diba? Herod took something that did not belong to him. Ano yan sa sampung utos? Huh? John, Herod, yeah. he broke a couple of commandments here, no? Hindi, wag kang magnanakaw, no? Don't take what doesn't belong to you. Don't covet what belongs to someone else, especially your neighbor's wife. But what he didn't just take property, right? He took his brother's wife. Hindi magnanakaw yan. Ano yan? Makiki apid. Anong utos yan? Ika anim na utos. Wag kang makiki apid. Do not commit adultery. Now, Herod, not only did he commit adultery, but he was in adultery with his own brother's wife. So that's even worse. Adultery is an attack on the family, attack on marriage. But this man, Herod, attacked his own brother's family. Masama talaga si Herodes. He broke the commandment against coveting, against stealing, against adultery. And then at the end, what does he do to John the Baptist? He has him killed. Which commandment is that, students? Huh? Ikalima. Ikalimang utos. You know the commandments, right? You're giving me the look like you don't know what I'm talking about. The fifth commandment, wag kang pumatay. Diba? Herod, he has John the Baptist killed. So he's a disaster. He's a failure as a person because he chooses to do evil. He's a failure as a student of God. Well, maybe that's a negative message to give to a bunch of graduates. Kayo, you're not failures. You are graduates. You have learned that the difference between right and wrong, well, Herod knew the difference too, but he made choices against what was good. He knew the commandments. King Herod knew the commandments. Of course he knew them. Everybody knows them. But he broke them. That's why he's a failure. John the Baptist, here's a hero. Here's a real hero. Here's a graduate, not only from a school, but a graduate in the ways of holiness. Someone we can look up to as an example of how to live. He lives in faith. He lives in courage. He lives in truth. He can even speak the truth to someone who's powerful like Herod. He's not afraid to do the will of God, no matter what the cost. That's a good student of the Lord, John the Baptist. And he's the example given to us today. Yes, he's killed. He's brutally killed in a humiliating way. His head is put on a platter. What could be worse? What could be worse would be to be like Herod. Because at the end of their life, who's the graduate? John the Baptist. John the Baptist goes straight to glory in heaven. We don't know what happens to Herod when he dies. Hopefully he repented, but we don't know. But we know John the Baptist went to heaven. So that's the example to us, the example for us of someone who knew the commandments, lived by the commandments, did what was right, and became a good, holy man. So the challenge for every one of us who are still students of the Lord, is to continue to learn, to grow, to follow the commandments, and to become holy men and women. If we do that, then we're successful graduates. No matter what anyone else thinks of us, we will graduate into glory. Amen.